When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Morning, Key. Morning, Jay.
What up, baby?
A lot of NBA playoff action to talk about that just happened, that's coming up. Darius Miles, obviously former NBA player and co-host of the Knuckleheads podcast, more importantly nowadays, it's a good podcast, is with us now. What's going on, Darius?
What up, D?
How you doing, man? Thank you all for having me.
Thanks for coming on. So, what do you think about Miami so far in these playoffs?
I think they played great. I think Jimmy is being the ultimate leader. I feel like their adjustments to the Knicks, Brunson a little bit injured, Randall a little bit injured, but I feel like their adjustment to the Knicks and their aggression three of the four games has been awesome.
So, Jay, I know you're champing at the bit to get to the Lakers. I figured we slip in Miami next one.
No, I know. All respect
now we can
to
ignore
Miami.
Them.
All respect to Miami.
Yo,
Darius, have you ever seen a big move the way AD has on the perimeter in that last possession against Steph? Like, what bigs in the league do you think can move that way laterally?
Not too many bigs. Not too many bigs. I thought he did a great job. You know what's crazy about that fourth quarter? I just couldn't believe that they didn't get AD the ball the whole fourth quarter. That was really like baffling to me. But man, shout out to Lonnie Walker. You know, he saved the day.
For sure, he saved the day. Who you got winning this series now? Lakers obviously 3-1 going back to Golden State. You know, Golden State struggles on the road, but they get a chance to go home now in front of a hostile environment and a crowd with their backs up against the wall.
I had Golden State winning the series, but I think the Lakers going to win the series now. I don't think Golden State will beat them three games in a row. I just don't. I think if AD play and put his will on the game, like I say, I feel like Lakers will win every game once AD put his will on the game.
That's to impose himself, in other words. Offensively, because as Andre Snelling's just mentioned in the last segment, defensively, he's been consistent, right, throughout the playoffs. But you mean offensively, he has to impose himself?
No, I'm just his will, like offensive, defensively. I'm not looking for AD to score 30 or he don't have to have 23 rebounds. It's just his presence on the game. Like guys hesitate to go to the hole when he's always on defense, being active, hopping out on the screens, like – when you see AD is damn near when you see AD is on every play, he's opposing his will on the game. And when he opposes his will on the game, the Lakers is unstoppable. LeBron going to do what he do. Like, he going to give you what he going to give you. But when AD gives you all the AD and the energy is there, it's hard to beat the Lakers.
Yo, D-Miles, let's go out to that other Western Conference matchup between Denver and Phoenix. What we've been seeing from Devin Booker has been prolific, man. It's been the pace of the game is so different. I mean, last two games, D-Miles, averaging 41 on 70% shooting from the field. It's now I see why there were Kobe comparisons before. Whenever you put Kobe in somebody else's name, like, it's a huge statement, but you see the ceiling, right? It's special.
Yes. Yes, it's crazy. Devin Booker, shout out to Devin Booker. We haven't seen this since Mike. I think Michael Jordan had like 300 and I want to say 30-some points in like 8 or 9 games. I think Devin Booker had like 290-something. So to see where he's getting to his spot, and it's just not all – like over the play. It's not he just shooting threes or not he just driving. He's doing it on every aspect of the game and he's leading this team to it. Like to have somebody like KD to be like, wow, it's crazy to watch how him go, you know he's putting in work.
A according to the NBA on ESPN, through the first 9 games of a postseason, most points ever scored. Number 4, Devin Booker this year, 331. This is since 76-77. Mm. Number 3, Michael Jordan, 335. Number 2, Michael Jordan, 338. But at number 1, Michael Jordan, 362. So, yeah, the most since Jordan.
Yeah.
How do you see, the most since Jordan. This, how you see this series playing out with the Suns and the Nuggets? Obviously, deadlocked at 2-2.
I have the Suns winning this series, but I'm glad Monty Williams, he made an adjustment. The adjustment of bringing Landon in, the adjustment of bringing Terrence Ross in, the adjustment of bringing T.J. Warren in, because I didn't see them guys the first 2 games or even the first series that they played. So I was wondering, like, some of the weapons that they did get with with KD coming down there, they need that shooting. They need that. If they're going to double and they're going to make it hard for KD and Book to get them point, they need guys like Landon Shannon and, Landon, and they need guys like Terrence Ross. T.J. Warren has scored 50 in this league, you know, and them guys like that to come in and help the others, as you will so-called say.
Miles, let's go to that Boston series for a second, Boston and Philly. I mean, sometimes, man, Boston tricks off games, and it really bothers me because they're so talented. But, like, James Harden he's been different. I mean, the 2 games that they've won, 45-41, he's really imposed his will on the game. What have you seen in that series that really stands out to you?
You know, I'm a St. Louis guy, so I'm always rooting for Lil J to win a championship. But man, I've been losing her on Boston like the first 2 seasons, 2 series. I don't understand the switching at the end. Like I say, James Harden already has 30-some, 40-some points, and you switch your center on him, and he gives a floater in the lane to send him to overtime. Then, you know, I love Jaylen Brown. I love he stepped up about his mistake of going down there and doubling Embiid. But as a coach, you got 2 timeouts. When you see your team is down 1 and they're not trying to be aggressive to score the ball, I don't care if it's 10 seconds left. You call a timeout and you draw up a play. For you not to get a shot off, that's like, that's bad on the veterans on the team because they should know better in the time situation of the game. And that's bad on the coaching staff for not calling a timeout and just calming your team down and getting them balanced.
Talking to Darius Miles, former NBA player, of course, and co-host of the Knuckleheads podcast. Given what's gone on in these playoffs so far, who's the best 2 guard in the league? Like, Devin Booker is doing historically great things, but Jimmy Butler got by the Bucks and is doing the Knicks in right now. Who's the best 2 guard in the league right now?
I would say Devin Booker.
Better than Butler.
I would go with Devin Booker. It's just the tear that he's on. It's just crazy. But if you want the 2-way player, I think Jimmy Butler is definitely a good pick, but me personally, I would go with Devin Booker because what he's doing is Mike-like, Kobe-like, you know? He's on the roll, and he's looking like he's unstoppable. And, like, his pull-ups, when he do take the 3, like, he don't waste shots. You know, I haven't seen a percentage of somebody scoring 80% from the field. Like, I don't really think ever, you know what I'm saying, as a big man to be a guard, but he went 20 for 25 the other night, and he had 80% from the field. He's not missing, you know what I'm saying? And he's taking every shot, guaranteed.
Crazy.
He's guaranteeing every shot.
D-Miles, I feel like Book is so special. It's hard for me with this one because, like, knowing that KD's on the floor and how that gravity still goes to KD in a way, and I'm watching Jimmy with – Gabe Vincent, with Caleb Martin, with Max Strus, like, and all these, I'm sitting there, like, legitimately, and I've gone through this process, like, it's been a public experiment with me, because I've looked over, I've glossed over Miami, and now, like, I'm really asking myself, yo, Miami could end up in the world championship, like, with a legit shot
Jimmy Butler
to win it, like, I'm not going to put that past Jimmy Butler, that's crazy to me, him without that, with that cast.
Yeah, I definitely understand it. He definitely got a better cast by having KD on his team. But, man, when you have KD on your team, you show up like this, man, I can't knock you. Like I say, the only person that's scoring the type of points that you're scoring is is Michael Jordan, and he ain't played in 20-some years. So we haven't seen this type of action. Like I said, I never seen 80% from the field outside of Shaq.
Yeah,
as a guard. I never seen a guard that have at the end of the game. I'm saying, man, you was 80% from the field. And I mean, you ain't missed nothing.
Darius, it's one talking to Darius Miles here on ESPN Radio KJM. It's one thing if you're 80% from the field and you're averaging 22 points, which is be incredible. But he's putting up more points than anyone since MJ on close to 80%.
Yeah.
It's insane. So to Jay's point, though, how much of that does KD deserve credit for? Because like a lot, I was thinking, like, when's KD going to really impose himself? But it seems to me that he's recognized the gravity he creates. He can get a better look for Devin Booker with him on the floor than even KD taking the shot. How much of that is KD's presence?
Yeah. I think shout out to KD, like his IQ. He sees Devin Booker is on the turn, and he's willing to pass up some shots to swing the ball for the three. Some of them threes that KD, he open. He swing one more time because he see Devin Booker open, and he's the hot hand. But that shows his IQ, the way he's playing, and the way he played the game. So shout out to KD for recognizing a baller.
Hey, before we let you go, tell us about Mental Health Awareness Month. Why is it important to you, Darius Miles?
It's very important to me because you never know what a guy is going through. Back in our day, you know, I'm old here. Back in the day, it was taught to suck it up or be tough or never show your emotion. But these days, communication is key. Sometimes you need to know what a person going through. Sometimes it's better to talk something out. So, I'm glad that we're willing to talk about it. I'm glad it's not a word that's called crazy no more because you're going through something in your life. So shout out to Mental Health Awareness Month.
Darius Miles, ladies and gentlemen, the Knuckleheads podcast. You know what it is. Thanks, Darius.
RD.
Appreciate it, man.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had, happened in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Jay, today, so we don't have a repeat of yesterday's fiasco.
Oh, you're setting me up today.
I am going to set you up. We're going to have your game plan for the two games tonight. And because I am so prepared, I could tell you, wait a minute, the Lakers and Warriors just played. So that means Suns Nuggets and Sixers Celtics. Let's start with the Sixers and the Celtics.
Yeah, we'll go with the earlier game.
Yes.
Okay, Max, I see you.
See what I did?
So look, I think for the Celtics, they need to limit second chance points. That's where the Sixers were able to get 22 off those last night. Use their timeouts at the right time, Joe Mazzulla,
in order to
stop runs or put your team in situations to actually control plays. Or you can just act like a veteran team, Boston Celtics. And last but not least for the Celtics, get Jaylen Brown involved late in the game. It is not acceptable to have disappearing acts with a guy who is as prolific as a scorer as Jaylen Brown has been. I think for the Philadelphia 76ers, look, James Harden obviously has been doing his thing. He needs to stay aggressive. Joel Embiid's endurance down the stretch, they need to continue to prioritize, get him the ball on the block. I think he's able to have a field day. And you need to get those guys like Maxey and company to play at a high volume as it relates to attacking. I think they need to attack a lot in transition. I think that's where Philly can be great at. So that's for the first game. For tonight, the late game, as you get to the Suns and the Nuggets. Look, Phoenix, games 3 and 4, they scored 121 points, 129 points. I said before that Denver's defense was DOA when they hit the desert. Michael Malone has talked about this. Not Mike Malone. He wants to be referred to as Michael Malone, the head coach of the Denver Nuggets. Going back to the Mile High City, they need to get back to being defensively disciplined. Aaron Gordon needs to step up defensively and offensively. Going back to defense, KD and Devin Booker have combined for 158 points across the two games, with Booker scoring whenever he wants to on the floor. So if you're going to blitz him, blitz the ball, deny KD, force other guys to beat you. Role players play better at home. Not sure like guys like Landry Shamet, guys like TJ Warren will be able to have the same effect on the road in Denver. And I think for Denver, look, Nikola Jokic, he's going to get fined $25,000 for pushing Matt Ishibia. Fine. I'm glad that he's allowed to play. He needs to continue to be aggressive. Jamal Murray needs to be aggressive. But defensively, that's where this team needs to get back to who they were in games 1 and 2, throwing multiple bodies, giving Devin Booker multiple looks, and making it difficult for those guys to score.
You know what's so stupid about the Nuggets right now? A lot of times you'd be like, well, just let that – don't let anyone else score. Let that guy beat you. But if that guy's shooting over 70% from the field –
79%.
You can't – like 80%. You can't let him do it. Like, got to figure something out.
I think you're going to see a lot of blitzes, a lot of different looks defensive-wise, and I think they're going to stay at home on KD. I think they're going to take their chances with letting the role players see how much they can fill it up tonight.
Jay, right. which matchup you want to see, the Lakers or the Suns or the Lakers or the Nuggets?
Lakers and the Suns or Lakers and the – I mean, I'm a Denver guy, so
– But, Jay, it's okay if you sell out that position just for the sexiness of LeBron, KD, Devin Booker, the whole thing. Are you – like, without – I understand you picked the Nuggets, and you may be right. They may be the champions when all is said and done. But just in your for your own enjoyment, what would you most like to see in this next round?
I just said I'm a Denver guy.
Still.
Okay, so Jay, yeah. If you're a Denver guy, you want to see the Denver Nuggets got it. How difficult is that matchup with AD and Jokic? How difficult would that be for Jokic?
That would be – for Jokic?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It would be hard on both.
No, that's not what I asked you. I
hear what you asked me, but I'm saying because Jokic would attack his body, right? And Jokic is so good at ball fakes – that can get AD in foul trouble. Vice versa, we've seen Jokic in his perimeter defense. The question is, would AD become content for jumpers from the outside, or would he try to dominate down low on the block? Because there's a tendency sometimes for AD to not want the physicality, and that's where Jokic would try to make the game live in those trenches.
How much better is this Jokic, not just in the playoffs, but as a player overall, than the Jokic that AD got the better of in the bubble?
Well, I mean, the guy's been 2-time MVP since then. Mm-hmm. It's a guy way more measured, way more confident, and actually has a full cast of characters around him that where he can delegate responsibility.
Jay, I want to do something here. I want you to ask Pat his game plan for the Sixers.
Yeah,
Pat.
He wants you to do that.
Well, I was starting to feel a little offended because you've gone around the room to everyone else. And I've never been asked to do the game plan.
He asked for Nuno's join 3 times already.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Nuno. You bring Stacy the caller on and
Nuno,
poor old Pat.
Nuno, Allen, and Stacy don't tell us what to do in a very authoritative way.
Pat, the game plan can't be arrest all the Celtics.
Look,
it actually has to be a game plan.
Jay, you just pull over. I'm going to go ahead and give my game plan for the Sixers.
All right, what's your game plan for the Sixers, Pat Costello?
I don't know. Gosh, probably score more points than the other team.
Jay, please keep your hands on the
same thing.
Please
Nuno
keep your
says.
Hands on the steering wheel.
Don't say the same thing Nuno says if you want your own game plan.
No, I didn't actually have one. I just was offended that you didn't ask.
Why didn't you ask, Pat? Why do you think?
I forgot Pat was even there.
probably because he don't respect Pat's basketball.
Seems like a respect thing, right?
Sorry, Pat. Knowledge. I'll ask more of you next time. That's on me.
Well, Jay, tell Doc to get Tobias Harris activated early. I would like to see something like that. Maybe it's just me, though.
See, that's a real breakdown, Pat. Did you hear that?
That's the thing, Pat. He stepped up. Yates just stepped up for you. That's why you didn't get called on.
I want to see Maxie get more involved. How about that?
All right. That's a fair point.
He couldn't even bring himself to say point. He said that's a fair and just left it there for point. You, Pat.
Look, Jay, I'm gonna let you off with a warning on this one.
I'm gonna let you off with a warning.
Wow. Key, do you feel the power dynamics here with that?
I just don't like it. I know what his game plan will be for the Celtics, though.
What's that?
I'm not going to tell you guys.
Leave it alone.
Stop.
Kirk and Tulsa.
Kirk and Tulsa, you're on KJM.
Yeah, thanks, guys, for taking my call. You guys are the absolute best. You guys helped me get through a really dark period in my life. I want to push back on Jay's criticism of Coach Mazzola. I've been listening to your show since its infancy, and one of Jay's biggest themes is accountability. So Coach Mazzola went up there and took accountability for a coaching mistake he made, not calling those timeouts. And then Jay sits there and chastises him. I feel like that's kind of hypocritical, and thanks for taking my call.
Oh, I didn't chastise him. All right, so factor in the whole body of work. Literally, after game two, Joe Mazzulla sat there at the post-game presser and said, what, you guys don't want to talk about my adjustments? Like almost in a passive-aggressive way, in a passive-aggressive way to the media members. So I understand the sensitivity of that relationship from somebody not as a head coach, but as a player who's been in that position. So that to me automatically signals that there's like this, you don't see what I'm doing here? Like I need to prove myself. And what I'm trying to tell you is it's fine for him to be accountable. He doesn't deserve, he doesn't have to be accountable to the media.
It's not accountable to himself
and his players.
It's not that he's changing his mind. No, he doesn't have the right to change his mind or anything. It's the presentation to the outside world that has already tipped you off or put your antenna up to see this kind of thing, and now you get more evidence of it.
And that's why I forget who the caller's name was. He just called in. I said the most important thing is being accountable to your team. See, that's the thing that sometimes I don't think people, when they hear me, but they don't listen, right? Being accountable to your team. For me, it goes a lot further if you're in your locker room and you say, you know what, guys, that was my fault that I didn't put you in a position to succeed. I much rather have that stay in the locker room and that chemistry be built, because when I hear guys like Marcus Smart say, our offense has a lot of randomness, that's a shot at the head coach publicly. So it reminds me, hey, you need to kind of recreate that internal blanket for you guys, and who cares what the outside world thinks?
More importantly, Jay, I think I can now prove to you the difference between hearing and listening. Because you just said they heard you, but they weren't listening. No, I think it's the opposite.
It's not the opposite.
Well, is it time spent listening or time spent hearing in the radio business? It's time spent listening. So you know the listeners are there, but how many are actually hearing you?
Well, they're all hearing you with their ears. You hear you hear with your ears, right?
Same way you listen. What more implies the registering of things? I think the hearing.
I think listening. Key?
888-SAY-ESPN. Where are you?
Key's
on this,
falling asleep on this conversation.
Are you? He's not listening or hearing.
No, neither.
Here's what I would say.
Sorry, it's time to break.
No matter what Jay says, people are gonna say the opposite. That's what I believe.
Yeah. That's fine. Happens.
No, it doesn't happen.
Sky is blue. No, it's not. It's dark blue.
Okay. That's a shade of blue.
No, it's not okay. It's not a shade of blue. 888-SAY-ESPN, Keyshawn, J. Will and Max. How impressed have you been by the Heat? ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. This is a big day in my life, guys. A big day in the history of the planet Earth. I have learned something new. I thought I knew it all.
I put Max on to game.
He has. Jay and Key, you guys were right about listen versus hear. And the when I looked it up, the explanations make sense to me.
Can I read them?
Go ahead.
Hearing is the physiological act of sound waves hitting the ear. Mm-hmm. Listening is the choice to process, understand, remember, and respond to communication.
Yes, listening is active. If you listen for something, it's hearing you can do accidentally. Listen, you have to do actively. It is true. Good point. Jay?
Why don't you try that?
Jay, what? I couldn't hear you. Evan Turner, former NBA player with us now, co-host of Point Forward Podcast with I Want Iguodala. Andre Iguodala. What's going on, Evan?
What's up, man? How you doing? How you guys doing?
What's good. Up, doing well. Doing well. Something just happened. Nuno, you got to take that off my screen. I can't see anything. Go ahead.
First off, man, what is your biggest takeaway from the playoffs been? Like, what stood out to you the most?
Man, I think just the surprises. You know, the first round of the series, you see Milwaukee, you know, the play-in heat after they went down, with an injury from one of their main players. I think another one is the 3-1 Lakers. You know what I'm saying? I didn't see the Lakers going up on the Warriors like this. So you're going to see a lot of a lot of new faces, you know, in the Eastern Conference Finals. But then at the same time, you're going to see legacy, you know, be defined over, you know, the next course, you know, over the course of the next couple weeks. So I just enjoying it, having fun, and it's been some big games, big plays, and, you know, even last night, the Lonnie Walker fourth quarter, unbelievable.
What if in fact and when in fact the Lakers do win Golden State, are we gonna see something different with Golden State's roster after this season? Are we gonna see a different looking team?
Yeah, no, I most definitely think so. I think one thing that occurs is the turnover. I think a lot of guys are trying to find, you know, new avenues and new ways to, you know, really reinvent the organization. You don't know where, you know, Clay is going to go. He's trying to garner a max contract at the age of 33. Draymond still, you know, in this situation. But I think the number one thing is trying to, you know, build some pieces around and get Steph, back into, you know, championship contention if they do lose this year. But, you know, you want to ride out Steph's last few years and make sure he's around the right type of core. And, you know, sometimes I think one thing that occurred and made them successful is you had Steph, Clay, and Draymond around a lot of veterans as opposed to young guys who are still trying to find their way in the league naturally. So
Evan Turner, former NBA player, co-host of the Point Forward Podcast with Andre Iguodala. Evan, there have been some incredible performances in these playoffs. I think even like a guy like Jokic isn't getting pressed for. He just dropped 53-11. Assists. He's a center.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's insane, and no one's even talking about it. Jimmy Butler got past the Bucks and then is doing this to the Knicks. But
crazy.
It's nuts, it's but crazy. Devin Booker. Devin Booker's gone insane, right? Who's been the most impressive to you?
I think Devin Booker for sure. I think after last year, we kind of forgot about, you know, Devin Booker in a sense of what type of player he is. But he's done his deep. I mean, he's just 25 and stepped up big in two must-win games, and I've been enjoying the way Booker's been handling his business. He's been really, 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 really fun to watch.
Seeing D Book explode, and then recognizing that last year, Jason Tatum of the Boston Celtics, when we watched them, you know, sweep the Brooklyn Nets, like he was that dude, not just offensively but also defensively.
Yes.
What does something feel off to you like it does to me about the Celtics? Like, I feel like I know their ceiling, but something don't feel right. And it's felt that way in the Atlanta series. It still feels that way with the Philly series, where I'm like, all of a sudden, like, I question myself knowing who this team really is. Do you feel that same way?
And sometimes, you know, when you look at the games, like the game five versus Atlanta, you know, you don't really see how they lost that game or gave it up. And, you know, every now and then you're saying, like, versus a real contender or a really good team, they won't be able to have these lapses. And I think that's one thing. I think sometimes, you know, every now and then guys, you know, they lose focus and they have to snap back in. And you know, one thing I like about the Celtics besides, you know, their depth is just, you know, they have so much experience. I really believe that Tatum and Jaylen Brown are two of the top players in the league. I think Tatum's unbelievable. And I think when you get to this point, in a, you know, so deep in the playoffs, I think you need the stars. And I think they have a lot of stars. They have a lot of intangibles to step up and, you know, try their business. Now, get into the championship, you know, say if they went up against a Steph Curry or LeBron, you have to face that. You have to somewhat face that type of, you know, magic and energy. Because, you know, last year, Steph Curry went 90-50-40. You know what I'm saying?
But maybe – listen, I want to ask you this, Evan, since you do the podcast with Iggy, okay? Now, teenagers still come up to me all the time. Kids, I want Iguodala. And back then, we were talking about open shot. So he doesn't have to create his own shot. No one's an open shot. Who do I want Iguodala? Because he had ice water in his veins. Now, tell the truth. At some point, when Steph misses a shot, Iggy takes you aside during the podcast and goes, come on, man, I would have hit that. Tell the truth, Evan.
I think he might be the only person. Steph Curry might be the only person that he might not say that about. He's a big fan of Steph. But we definitely agree. Like, he felt what you said when you said that, like, an open shot. And I was like, yo, Matt Kellerman is a genius because Dre never misses open shots. Especially with the game on the line, even free throws. He's terrible at free throws, but he'll make those. You know what I'm saying? So I'm with you.
All right, listen, guys, clip that Max Kellerman is a genius thing, please. Thank you. Thank you very much. With me, see?
How does Dre get open shots, though?
No question. Well, we weren't talking about that. Don't try to expand it.
I'm just asking a follow-up question, that's all.
Don't follow up. There's no
that's
following
all you
up.
You know what I mean? That's it.
There's no following
you,
up.
You, Max, you and Evan probably the only two people on the planet Earth that think no matter what, that Iguodala should have took the shot. You're probably the only two on Earth.
Hey Evan, I'll
go down with my guy.
There it is. That's what I'm talking about. Evan, before these playoffs started, and I've been talking about it a little bit today, you know, I know LeBron's come back to the pack just because of age. He's a million years old, been playing 20 years. But are we sure he's still not the guy you want out of everyone in the NBA in these situations? Like, here are the Lakers somehow – up 3-1 on the defending champs. Are we sure it's still not LeBron?
Yeah, I mean, when you break it down, the longevity and the consistency of it, you know, in these type of times, it's kind of like a reminder. We set the stage to see whose legacy was going to, you know, add another notch. And you can see why LeBron is at the level he's at. And what he's doing is unbelievable. And he's doing it like dead tired and legit giving his all to try to take out the defending champs. And I think it's impressive. What he does every single night to elevate when you think he's done is unreal. I thought the series was going to be over, you know, the opposite, 3-1. I thought the Warriors were going to buy it.
Evan Turner, ladies and gentlemen, co-host of the Point Forward podcast with Andre Iguodala, an astute observer, not only of the NBA, but of human nature, I would say, and human intelligence, for sure. 100% true. Evan Turner, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Can't thank
you. I appreciate y'all. Y'all keep doing the thing. Thank you so much.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Lloyd in Pennsylvania, you're on KJM.
Yo, what up, long-time listener? Love your show. But I just got a quick argument with J. Will. And even you, Max, you guys were talking about Booker and Butler as the two best guards right now. It has to be Butler, hands down. Can't forget, Booker's been in the playoffs the last couple of years, hasn't done anything until he got KD on the team. Now that all the pressure's on KD to get the job done, they leave Booker open. So basically, he's taking great shots. He's efficient, but you can never say he's better than Butler for what Butler's doing. He hands down he beat Miami almost by himself. I mean, yeah, he got players on his team, but for what he did to Milwaukee in the last 3 minutes of both games, I mean, how can anybody be better than that guy? Now what he's doing now, putting his team on his back, offense and defense, and he's just as efficient as Booker, but he's more effective making other players better. Booker, he gets a lot of points up, gets a lot of shots, but he doesn't make everybody better around him. KD's the one for that. So I just think it can't even be an argument of who's best right now between him and Butler. Thanks for listening. I love your show.
Look, I rock, man. I'm on Butler. Devin Booker, to me, prolific scorer. What he's doing is unprecedented. It is incredible in the history of the game. I just see the impact that Jimmy brings offensively and the impact that he brings defensively. And it epitomizes that culture, like,
and the attitude that you can win.
Like, Jimmy Butler had, look, now nobody's saying that, like, nobody's trying to say Jimmy Butler can shoot 80% from the field, averaging 41 points per game, right? But also, like, you're not asking Devin Booker to do the things you're asking Jimmy Butler to do on the defensive end. Like, I don't see Devin Booker guarding the other team's best player all the time and actually strapping him up.
Jay, it's simple, simple. Can you move Booker to Miami where the way it's constructed and still get to where they're at right now with Booker? Can you do that?
I mean, offensive? No, I don't think so.
Okay. I agree with that.
So
there's your answer here.
Yeah.
That's the easy way. But if you go and you supplant Jimmy Butler with KD in Phoenix, you might be either up instead of tied at 2-2 or in the same position.
It's a good way to look at it. I do think that the caller brings up an interesting philosophical point, though, which is, and I don't know what the answer is exactly, but it's worth, I think, thinking about. Yes, Devin Booker's benefiting from KD's presence, but not everyone, and by the way, maybe not anyone, can shoot almost 80% over a tear like this. Just because you're benefiting from you got to do something with it.
You still got to do it, yes.
And he's
doing
it.
You still got to do it, for sure. You still got to do it.
But I agree with you, Key. I think if you reversed it, the Suns are at least as good, and Miami's not as good. And that tells you a lot. That, in my opinion, it's already impossible to know.
The Suns are missing some defense, am I right, Jay? They miss a little bit of a defender. I mean, they got KD, obviously, and Book don't play nearly the way Jimmy Butler does on the defensive end.
Yeah, I mean, and Miami's still missing. I mean, Miami's missing two other players, in Tyler Hero and Victor Oladipo. And I know that, look, Devin Booker doesn't have CP3. But at the same time, it's just different, man. Look at the cast of individuals that Jimmy Butler's carrying. Like, once again, lost in the play-in game. Okay, yeah. They were competing for a play-in spot with the Bulls. Lost to the Hawks.
Everyone thought the Bucks were going to win the championship. He knocked them out.
He knocked them out.
56 knocked them out. Eric in New York, you're on KJM.
You.
Eric.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes. Hello, Eric.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning. I just first and foremost, I appreciate you guys. I listen to you guys every morning when I drop my boys off at the bus stop. Just want to say keep going. I appreciate y'all. But I want to talk about a little bit about Lonnie Walker and Jordan Poole. Lonnie Walker has scored more points
in one quarter than Jordan Poole did in three games. And that was a valuable lesson that I taught my son today. I said, stay ready, stay humble.
Stay ready.
Put the work in, because look at the example that you just saw last night. And another thing I also want to mention is that everybody wants to talk about LeBron as, you know, being the GOAT. After this, they're questioning if he wins this championship, does it make him the GOAT? I don't think this championship makes him the GOAT. I think the journey to this championship makes him the GOAT. If he beats Ja, beats Steph, beats KD, 20 years, going past Kareem.
Yo, Eric, why do you sound out of breath?
Did you run to the phone?
Yeah,
yeah, I did.
I mean, you sound mad tired. Get your breathing pattern down straight.
No, your breathing pattern, get in shape. Yeah, man. Well, you can't, the phone ain't that damn far away.
And me being passionate.
I respect that.
Also, you two never called into sports talk radio. When you guys were always sports stars. If you ever call into sports talk radio, you got to wait forever, and then suddenly it's going to be your turn. You're all excited.
You don't know
you get to
what
talk.
I did, Max.
Right. You called into sports talk radio. You stopped.
Can I give you a quick point on the Jordan Poole thing, though? Because it kind of just popped in my head. I wonder how much of that last shot that he took, when it was kind of like ill-advised, and even though Draymond Green and Steve Kerr, like, you know, they backed him in the press, but like he has not been right since that game. He hasn't been right since that game. And think about what that game was. Like, Steph was going back for the ball. He took up a deep three. You know, we talked about Draymond Green actually giving the ball back to Steph. And for him to say last night that he hasn't gotten the opportunity since then, feels like there's been something bigger since that game occurred for him.
Mm-hmm. We all know Steph doesn't hit those shots with the game on the line.
Guess he'll be on the Knicks next year.
I can't with this guy, Max, man.
Just the 0-14 stat really that I was talking about before.
Yeah, Max got to wake up, man. You got to wake up, Max, and smell a coffee, dog.
0-14.
You still sleep.
Key, you don't even drink coffee.
No, that's right. I'm on my coffee. Fourth what cup. How dare you tell me to smell the coffee?
See, Pat, what does that have to do with Key? He's talking about Max.
I'm talking about Max. Pat always got
shifting
something to
the
say.
Blame. He's shifting the blame. Typical, Pat's always shifting the blame.
Typical deputy.
No, now I'm on Pat's side because he came
trying to plant the evidence on Key. We know what you're doing, Pat.
Planting evidence.
We know what you're doing.
Sprinkle a little blame on Key. Flee the scene. Patrick in Las Vegas, you're on KJM.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Good morning.
What's up?
Hey, I just got a quick take on the whole listening and hearing thing.
Uh-oh.
White man can't jump. Wesley Snipes tells Woody Harrelson, you can listen to Jimmy, but you can't hear him. So I have to agree with Max.
Interesting.
Max has already came over.
No, I've come around.
No, you have not.
Again.
No,
I've thought about it more. So, Jay, it's persuasive that you say, and you're right, listening is active and hearing can be passive. You just hearing something is one thing, but if you listen to it, you're listening for something, and that suggests that you're right.
Why don't you try to practice both then, Max? Just try to practice both of them.
If I say,
hell,
I will practice neither. If I say you're listening to me, but you're not hearing me, that suggests that you're actively listening, but it's not registering. Does that convince
you
at all?
If you practice it, Max, they'll register.
Right.
If you practice hearing and listening, Max, it will register. You'll be fine. Trust me. You want to hear it first, then you want
to
listen.
Saying to me?
Are you not hearing him or are you not listening to
neither
him?
Neither.
See, that's the problem. If you just took the time to listen,
all right,
but you got to hear before you start listening.
Okay.
So hear when something's going on. Listen very carefully so you can get it right.
What?
Yes, that is correct.
Vinny in California, you got about 30 seconds.
Appreciate it. Hey, guys, great show. My question is for Jay. But at the end of the day, you guys are going to put the guys behind the glass on more. They really kill it. But, hey, Jay, listen. With Poole, I think a couple times ago, he kind of covered it. Jordan Poole played 10 minutes, 0 points, 22 minutes. What do you think's going on? Because you were a two-guard.
Like I said, I think them going more to a high ball screen with just Steph, like, something has not felt right since that game where he took that ill-advised shot at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he has not been confident, nor has he been getting the touches. It's like almost like he's lost the locker room.
Uh-oh.
Listen, in the 30 for 30 of this season, I think you're going to start with the Superman punch from Dre preseason, right? That's what's going to start the story. Maybe they never got over it. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Greeny coming up. See you tomorrow, 6 a.m. Eastern here on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.